Jared's new girlfriend, and yes, they have DTR, defined the relationship, Jason. I know you thought it was DTF, but it's DTR, defined the relationship.
It was just quick. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, they have defined the relationship. So his girlfriend, it turns out, I think she's just a blonde version of me.
Like I said, not physically.
Oh my God. And like I said, you can go to hell.
Not in a bad way.
Uh-huh. Oh, explain it.
Oh, right.
You just have, she had, Katie has a different look that I've always complimented.
A different look.
It is totally different.
I am a human being that.
Have you ever seen a Demogorgon?
A different look.
That is not what I'm saying. Oh. I said that Katie has more of a cute look. Your girl has probably more of a sexy type look.
Okay.
Oh, how do you feel about that?
I'll take the compliment.
You don't want to take the
compliment. No, coming from it. Jason.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I think a lot of guys would view you completely different physically.
Yeah, okay. Again, I know what you're saying. Okay. Again, you can go straight to hell.
You're assuming. I give you a compliment, and that's what I do.
Yes. I'm actually going to double down. Go to hell. Okay. Anyway.
Well, you know what? Your cheekbones aren't that attractive.
You know what? Your hair looks like a butt cut.
It does. So there. Because I'm going to get it cut today.
Yeah, you know what?
You didn't say one.
You know what? I'm going to get my hair done today, and it doesn't look like a butt cut. Yours does.
You know what?
That's rude. Yeah.
The funny thing is, you guys sound like a married couple.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I am getting cheekbones are lower than I thought.
So that's how it goes.
And Katie and I talked about this off the air because I was telling some stuff that that Stephanie was saying, and I was like, and she's like, Katie was like, you're basically dating me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I am.
Yeah. So he agrees.
I agree.
You agree that it's basically Stephanie is a blonde version of me, and we can count the ways. And let me just say, I feel vindicated.
Yeah.
I feel vindicated AF.
Yeah. And I can understand that.
I am a woman.
There are other women like me.
The first time after 20 years of working with all dudes.
That's another thing you guys have in common.
What?
She doesn't know how you can work with three different dudes like us.
Oh, right. I know. Yeah.
Not that she doesn't like. Anyway. So we do have Stephanie on the phone. Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi. Good morning.
All right. So how do you feel that I'm possibly dating a blonde version of Katie?
Mm-mm.
How do I feel?
Yeah.
I think Katie's great.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much.
Definitely a lower voice than Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So the things that they have in common, you both like Mahjong.
Check.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Is that the game?
Yes. The Mahjong game that I've been telling you guys about.
Okay. She does thoughtful gifts.
Oh, well, thank you.
That is true.
Okay. All right.
And she actually got Katie a gift.
She did. Very sweet.
Stephanie came over. She said, oh, take this to Katie on Monday. And I was like, oh.
And she knew the way to my heart.
What the hell?
It had hairspray in it.
She got you a gift?
She did. It was very nice.
Where the hell's my gift?
You don't deserve did you
get a
one.
Gift? I did not get a gift.
Stephanie, what did you get Katie?
Laundry detergent and a candle and dry shampoo.
But the laundry detergent is for your delicates, and it's one of the fancy, fancy ones.
Well, like
that? No, similar, but Downy. It smells really good. It's my company called it's that. What was the name of that one, Stephanie? I know we were
Tyler Candle.
Okay, yeah.
What was it called?
Tyler Candle.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it smells really good.
Stephanie
it's very
always
thoughtful.
Smells really good.
Why is the thoughtfulness on the laundry detergent? Did you mention something?
No, but it's like just a sweet little gift.
It's like a gift bag.
Yeah, like it's really things that I would never purchase for myself.
Well, let me tell you something. If we get a gift of laundry detergent, most guys would be like, what the hell?
It's a very nice gift. Things almost like...
Look, I have a good track record going. Donuts, laundry detergent.
Yeah, she gave me donut on the first date. Donuts.
Yeah, it's a very thoughtful thing.
Well, that
thing.
Matches Jared. But laundry detergent?
But it was candles. Yeah. It was like all things that smelled good.
Mm-hmm. And hairspray.
And hairspray.
Which I love.
She owns a salon, so she has all this. Anyway, it's really nice. And because of the thoughtful gift, it led to another thing that makes me think I'm dating the blonde version of Katie.
Yep.
Katie sent Stephanie a thank you card, and she's like, oh my gosh, I love thank you cards. Should I send her back a thank you card for the thank you card?
Oh my God. Not necessary.
We're gonna get an inception here.
Did everybody get Katie's Christmas card she sent out?
I haven't checked the mail.
I did, yes.
Okay, good. You definitely did.
First Christmas card I got for the year.
Yeah. She's going to be the only one, I think, that is going to send an actual card. But I liked it. Thank you.
I've gotten several already.
Yeah.
You'll probably get more. I'm sure you will.
Most people don't. Most people say we should get rid of Christmas cards. And also, it's, you know, that's you. You be you.
I
hey, that's a compliment, by the way.
The Christmas card. I love a Christmas party.
I get several every year.
I just don't plan well enough ahead to think of it.
This is the first time I've ever planned well enough to get it out as early as we did. And it's because it was a photo from earlier in the year that we took that we knew was going to be it. But I love sending things in the mail. I love getting mail. And so does Stephanie. See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. All right, so more ways that I'm dating a blonde version of Katie with Stephanie. So the thank you cards going back and forth. One, she likes golf. Like, loves it.
Does she really?
Yeah.
There you have it.
Does Katie like golf or she just likes drinking on the golf
course?
Both.
Stephanie, do you like golf or just drinking or both?
Both.
Yeah. Oh, Stephanie. Your name's Stephanie, right?
Yeah.
Face dysmorphia.
I've been totally paying attention this whole time.
Name and face. It took him 5 years to know Josie's kid's name, so don't be offended.
And his own, if we're being honest.
Yeah. I don't know the birthday.
Do you have a question?
I do, Stephanie. Do you drink while you're with Jared? And if you do, how often?
I don't believe we have.
No, she doesn't. The first 3 dates, she just water. I'm like, I like that.
Mm-hmm. But you do enjoy a cocktail.
I do.
Yeah.
But you've never had. So none of the dates you drank wine out of all the. I see you guys like going out to eat every single day, according to Jared's Facebook page. You don't have a glass of wine or anything at those dinners?
She hasn't.
No.
Wow.
Do you feel comfortable to drink in his presence?
Because, of course.
Okay, because I've dated somebody who didn't drink before, and it is kind of like a...
Weird,
yeah.
Do I not? But right. I think the background counts, you know, if they've never...
It doesn't bother me at all.
Okay, yeah.
And she's not a big drinker, but like she will, like with her friends or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Like
especially, okay.
That is odd because because Jared doesn't know, but when you go on like a first or second date, sometimes alcohol relieves the anxiety so you can be more you rather than like an interview type thing.
Well, this is one thing that Stephanie and I do not have in common because I will drink a gallon of wine and she's like, I'll just have water.
Well, so, she says she drinks with a friend. You would have to have a gallon of wine just to deal with Jerry.
But for this portion of the show, we're counting the ways that we're the same.
That's right. Yeah. And Stephanie has experienced dating me 100% sober. So you can ask her how that's going or not.
That's where all of us don't get it.
Yeah. We're like, are you sure you're not drinking a little something?
She must be doing meth.
Just a little something.
Something. Believe it or not, there's more ways that my girlfriend Stephanie is basically a blonde version of Katie that's next year in Katie in the Morning.